Blake, based on yesterday, Paul talked about the opportunity to hopefully get Mark and Adam back in here tonight. What does it mean to have two of your four centers again finally back here in the lineup?
Well, we'll see. Hopefully they're ready to go. We've missed them a lot, and just helps a lot with how we can run the bench, matchups, all that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can get them, feeling good and up to game speed pretty quick.
Like, you obviously got accustomed to the center position a bit this season. What can having real depth and strength up the middle do for any club? What are the benefits from your perspective?
I think you look at the best teams and they have to have good center icemen, good defensemen, good goalies, good center icemen. So without that, it makes it really tough. And, there was a game there, a couple games ago, we had one left. So that doesn't happen very often. This guy's been pretty beat up. So, just to have guys that can slot in, Andrew Kopp's been doing a great job all year, kind of being a Swiss Army knife for us, just filling in where he needs to go, and he's done a great job at center. So it's nice to be versatile. The more positions you can fill, the longer you can stick around.
I've seen Dallas a few times this season, so obviously with Hitchcock coming in, how much have you seen a change in their style as the years kind of progressed, or have you?
I think that, they play a really fast game. They play fast. I think defensively, in their defensive zone, they do a really good job. They collapse pretty hard. They don't give you a whole lot of time and space. It's never easy playing these guys. They have a lot of high end talent, guys that can hurt you at any given moment. So you got to be aware of where those guys are all game. And it's just kind of a grinder. You just got to stay with it all night. Like I said, they're physical on their end, and they try to do a good job of getting their second in before ours. I think it's given them success this year. They've played a lot of tight games.